Okay, folks, welcome, welcome. It's March. Okay, I just want you to understand how wonderful today is. Maybe some of you don't realize this, but today is the only command in the calendar. March 4th. Get it? March 4th? Okay. Apparently by your response, I'm the only one that finds that somewhat humorous. So let's move right on, shall we? All right, we have a wonderful treat. Thank you. You know, the only reason I know that is because I used to work with somebody who's very awesome, who's today, it's their birthday, Gaylee Weinberg, at the Mike Ferry Organization, and she used to tell me my birthday is the only command in the calendar, March 4th. I thought that's a very interesting look. I love it. All right, hold on a second, folks. Okay, so I've muted everybody. So, John, if you could please unmute your phone and let me know when you have. Just say something to me so I can hear you. Star 6, all you got to do. Here you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are very fortunate today. We have John Ingram from Axia Mortgage. He's also the guy I use. He's my mortgage guy. So I don't know if you guys have used Axia, but you definitely should use Axia. And there's Mike. There's guys all over in your offices, and I'm sure you've met all of them so far. So, John,
and a few guys.
That's right. There we go. And why don't you just tell them a little about yourself, John? How long you've been doing this? All that good stuff.
Let's see. I'm in my 16th year here in town. I'm a Vegas native, grown up here, love Vegas. Big fan. Definitely like endorsing it to all my clients that are moving into town. Have been linked to Berkshire Hathaway through the various lender arrangements for that entire time. I spent my entire career working with Berkshire agents and local agents in Vegas. We're definitely a purchase-focused company, and that's who I've ended up being in my career as well. Definitely, as you say, I'm a big fan of what Axia has done. Love my time here, and I feel like we're bringing something special to the table.
I really do, too. And as you know, I invite you to come to Success Series all the time because I believe that team concept is so important. And, you know, I started doing it, in the mid-90s, before these arrangements, before RESPA, before all that stuff was even involved. And it just made sense to me to have one person I went to for mortgage. And, you know, I mean, you can't. It doesn't work out 100% of the time, but it can work out 60, 70, even 80% of the time. So, so explain to them from your standpoint what that means as far as, you know, like somebody comes to you and says, okay, so I have a buyer, blah, blah, blah. Walk them through exactly what you do so they can feel sure that these people are taken care of.
Well, you know what, for those of us in my type of position where we're on the ground working with clientele, the key is that we still operate as a consultation meeting for the client. So, you know, every conversation for the first time with a new prospective client starts with asking them certain key questions. Why are you doing this? What do you want to achieve? Do you have any budget goals that you want for yourself? How long do you expect to own the house, stay here in it? These sort of things to find out what the consumer's life is pointed towards, where they want to be, and then finding out, is there a mortgage that can help to support that? You know, right. We all know the basic qualification questions where we're determining, do they meet the inside-the-box standard vanilla-type loans, as I would call them, where, you know, everything's very traditional, that sort of thing. And then there is the alternative stuff, which is really starting to grow in our marketplace, over the nation overall, in a significant way, to where we're just trying to find a way to facilitate what they want, and it's a little different than, say, the light switch approach, which consumers get online and that sort of thing, where it's yes, you qualify, no, you don't, but there's no sort of partnership or consultation aspect to that. There's no one helping you to understand, well, here's a good loan for what you're asking for versus just giving you whatever the standard might be.
Right. Absolutely. And like, you know, for instance, I had a family member, Tina's a cousin that, you know, called me, and I immediately hooked him up with you because I just knew by talking to him that I didn't think he was 100% ready or knew 100% what was involved. So the best way for me to get them on track is to have them talk to you so you can go, hey, you know what? Here's what we, because some, I mean, let's face it, buyers get really emotional, but it's really important that they understand exactly what they can do right from the beginning, because the worst thing we could do is get their hopes up and then have them not be able to do it, right?
It's funny how pessimistic, you know, they are. I mean, the worst mistake people make is that they self-disqualify. They will say, I know I can't do this because, and I know, you know, it's credit, it's income, it's job change, it's whatever the case is. And I find that that's one of the strongest roles that the realtor can play, is to help, you know, break through those barriers and those disillusions, so that they will have a conversation with a professional and find out what is their path. Because at the end of the day, no one is a no forever. It's just a yes if you do this and yes when, you know. It's not a no forever.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's very important, you know, because in my selling years, my relationship with my lender was nobody's a no. Just some people are not now, but here's what you've got to do. Yeah. Because if you turn them off, they're never going to. And we all need a pipeline. Right? We need, you know, you need to do deals today, tomorrow, next year.
Sure.
So everybody, but even more importantly, everybody deserves, like you just said, consultation. You know, you can't do it now, but here's what you can do. Yes, you can do it now. Whatever the real answer is, but it starts with, and I always refer to it, it starts with a team concept. Just like, you know, I love using you guys, and I love when our agents do. I also like when, you know, the closings go to equity, because now, as an agent, me, selfishly, I know that these people are on my team, and it's going to get from A to Z like it should without problems. And a lot of people don't understand that until they have something happen with somebody else.
So and you got to also keep in mind how rare that is. Most of my industry is geared to be transactional. If you fit the rules, they work with you. If they don't, they don't want to give you any time. And that's something rarer that, you know, our group of agents are able to bring to the table as part of the team that they have behind them, right? They have quality escrow people that can provide good information about how to do it. They bring good lenders to the table to bring, you know, a true consultation aspect to the transaction, and then their own professionalism to help a consumer achieve their goals. So that's not the standard in the industry, and it's one of the things that I really feel sort of a certain amount of pride about being linked to Berkshire.
Awesome. Thank you. And then me too. I mean, I think it's and I think the Berkshire Hathaway name is getting bigger and bigger. And obviously, Axia, I just saw Matt Saturday morning. Love giving him a hard time at the gym. I think that Axia is getting bigger and bigger. And to me, selfishly, I like that our main focus is just you guys now too. So it works out really well. All right.
Sure.
So now on this call, we have people that are, you know, newer, getting into the groove, or people that are trying to recreate their business and get better and so forth. So the process, you know, and I talk about it in the success series, the process, I'm working with a buyer. Okay. From a lender standpoint, yours, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You tell us what you would consider the best steps as you start working with somebody.
So for me, the only sort of basic pre-screening that I would ask a realtor to do is something like, do you have a job? Do you have a source of income? Do you have that basic conversation? Do you have the ability to put some earnest money down? If you can kind of get a feel for they have a plan to do that or they have that ability, then absolutely they should be talking to a lender and this sort of thing. If they tell you they've got wrecked credit and this sort of thing, they should be talking to a lender. If they tell you they just don't know where to start, they should be talking to a lender. So you guys, you're not the barrier in this. You're not going to waste our time by letting us to help the consumer to figure it out. And then once we have that consumer that's willing to have that conversation, my recommendation would be that you get their permission to provide me their contact information. Driving the contact to them will work probably 70% better than waiting for them to pick up the phone and call. It's a big step.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many times that I'm talking to a realtor and says, "Oh, did Tom and Betty reach out to you?" No.
Right.
And it goes on that way for months.
You know, just to piggyback on that, the difference is, okay, so here's my lender's name, call him. No. Where are you? I always ask them like this when I'm talking to them, where are you right now? Because I have your cell phone. Do I need your direct line at work? What's the best place to get in touch with you? Because I'm going to call John, and I'm going to have him call you, okay, to go over this. Now, initially, when you're newer, you know, and especially maybe today if you're a female, you know, you want to get your clients to the office first, make sure they're real, even get a picture of their license and so forth. But once you get good at this, you can do it over the phone and get them to email and all that stuff to you. Okay, scan and email and so forth too. But the key is quarterbacking the connection. Okay, quarterbacking the connection. So now they're having a conversation and everybody knows exactly what they need to do. Plus, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you this because I've been doing this for 35 years now. I'm going to tell you that they are way more honest. I don't know what it is, but they are way more honest with a lender than they are with you, the realtor. So that's why I definitely want them talking to somebody before I spend a lot of time. And it's not just because I don't want to waste my time. It's because I don't want to get their hopes up, have them be showing them stuff. It's just, it's like walking into a doctor and saying, okay, doctor says to you, what do you think we should do? Oh my God, I'd be walking right out of there because the doctor should know what to do after asking you several questions. And that's the kind of, that's the kind of way you want to start your relationship off, right?
Yes, I would. And I got to throw this out there because I hear it all the time. I'm not a fan, and this is not just selfishly, but I'm not a fan of the realtor saying, here's three cards with good lenders. Reach out to one of them. Now, how do you follow that up? How do you call up and say, did you talk to Tom? Did you talk to Sally? Did you talk to Betty? And you have to figure out which lender did they not call, right? If you're giving one, and you think about it as this, it's like, this is not you're referring them to the lender to just sell them and go with that lender. It's, you know, this lender will give them a consultation and set them on a path. I may not be able to do every single loan, but if I know where it can get done, I tell the consumer that. I say, well, this niche is really good and well fulfilled here. Go there, and that's the next step in your sort of journey to being able to do the real estate that you want to do. And imagine it from the reverse side. If I said, oh, yeah, I give out, you know, I have a client that I've pre-approved, needs a realtor, I give him three cards. You know, you don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, right? So that's just one of the things that I hear all the time, and I like to kind of break through that. You can safely give it to your trusted lender. And what I hear and I sort of respect the most as far as trying to choose between having multiple lenders is matching them based upon personality style. I get that. Because there's a certain amount of truth to that, as we know, and most lenders are not as well trained to identify and speak to the different personality types as you teach to your group, Rick. So I get that, and I respect it. But the whole three card thing, that's just nonsense to me.
I totally agree with you. And just to handle that, here's the way I used to handle that. Well, I already have a lender. Now, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to tell you, when I hear Chase, and I have my banking at Chase, you know, a Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I go, oh. Now, I don't say that to the client because I know those big banks don't have, you know, availability to, you know, programs like you do as a mortgage broker. But here's what I say. Oh, you know what? Everybody, you know, everybody has one. You know, it's very common to get pre-qualified. I'm not saying you have to use John. I'm just saying I want you to do a consultation with them because, you know, a lot of times, you know, he can help you out and steer you in a different direction. You can use anybody you want. I just want you to talk to John before we go out. That's what I say to people. Okay. So that way it gives you the opportunity to get in there. And now the only time
it's my job to earn their business and to
exactly
earn their trust.
Exactly right. And I would just say this, okay. Like, I've been doing this a long time. There are two types of lenders. There are two types of realtors. The lender who makes it easy, takes over, gets it done, here's what you got to do. And my experience, because I've used you 3-4 times now, John, is that's what you do, okay? And realtors are the same way. So when you take over for your clients and you do a great job, they use you. They want your confidence and your expertise, and it starts from you and the people you associate with. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah. Okay. And that's why I like our relationship with Equity too, because they do the same thing. They've done all my closings, and you know what? My little joke with them is I love closing with you guys because every time I close with you, I get money back.
Well, think about it this way too. Do you have influence with any other lender? I mean, with any other title company, do you have real influence with them? That's one of the strengths of using it in this relationship. You know, our management teams talk to each other and sort of work hand in hand in the sort of go forward for these businesses to where we're responsible to each other on a day-to-day basis. And that gives you more influence in the transaction ultimately.
And you know, the other thing that you said, John, that's very critical is, and you said that very eloquently at the beginning, was, you know what, folks, this is not the first lender that you've worked with the company. Now, I've been here almost 5 years now, but what I've seen is a few weed out, and right now, okay, the few years now that we've been doing this with Axia and the lenders, you know, the mortgage originators that you have, it's gelling really good. It took a little while to gel, but right now it's gelling really well, and so is it with Equity. So I would recommend that you all give it a shot. So, John, before we forget to do that, why don't you just tell them how they get in touch with you too?
So you can find me on the web at John Ingram Loans. You can find me on Facebook with all my videos and that sort of thing that are geared towards consumers. Got a YouTube channel out there for the local radio show we do. My phone number, if anybody needs it, is 702-324-1683. And my email is john.ingram@axiahomeloans.com.
Yeah, and you even do a few CE classes too, don't you?
Yep, I do CE here inside the Berkshire School, obviously open to everybody. I teach at post-licensing, drop in occasionally on your Success Center stuff. Just want to ultimately be plugged into what Berkshire's doing as much as absolutely possible. You'll see me at all the offices, so if you ever have a question or something, I'm happy to answer those via service. Whether it's our deal or someone else's deal, if we can help, we want to.
And the whole crew was at the awards last week as well, so that was awesome as
well.
That was great. I love that event. That's such an awesome event.
Yeah, and this year was better than before, I think. I think it's the best one we've ever done.
Yeah, I think so too. I love that venue too there at the Encore. It's really good. And let's face it, Human Nature was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great open.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, the harmonies are amazing. All right. Mm-hmm. So I'd be shocked if I didn't ask you this question next. Okay, John, take out your crystal ball now and obviously give us a prediction as to what you see happening this year on rates, because everybody wants to know that.
Okay. So I think what I would say is we're relatively flat and stable where we are through probably September of this year. And then based upon where the economy is going from that point, we could see the Fed try to slip in one more rate increase. And then leading up to that, the long-term mortgage rates will end up pressuring higher, likely. So much of the world is pushing our rates around. Like, nobody saw the fast reduction in interest rates from November to December. In December, they just kind of just took off to the downside, lowering over 0.5% from where they were in November. And those type of momentum happen in our business. And so what we expect, assuming no big news in the world, is relatively stable rates where we're at for the next roughly 6 months.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and let's face it, you know, like I say all the time, I've been in the business for 35 years, coaching 26 of them. When people ask me what the rates are, this is my answer. They're free. Historically, compared to what I've seen, they're free. The water's fine.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And this may be the new norm. I mean, as we talked about it sort of in the industry, is we may have a new view of where interest rates are going to be for the long run. We may say that roughly 6% is going to be the new high end of the range, and based upon what's going on in our economy, we might be waffling between 4 and 6 on any given year, which really helps affordability, helps keep our prices, our home prices supported, and make it affordable for people.
Yeah, that would be great too, because it'll definitely keep things moving at all times too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, so now, folks, we are exactly 20 minutes into a 30-minute call, so I want to open it up. Does anybody – remember, you're on a group call. I've muted you, so you would have to hit *6. Make sure if you do hit *6 that you remute your own phone and you're in a quiet area and you're not driving with your top down and your windows open. So does anybody have a question for John? Don't be shy. If you're thinking it, I'm sure somebody else is too. Questions?
Lender questions?
Don't take it personally, John.
No, I know.
They're kind of quiet a lot. But I have plenty of more questions. Okay. Any questions for John? Going once. All right, John. All right. So why don't you do this? Okay. So give us an idea from your perspective, because you see a lot of dynamite agents at Berkshire Hathaway. Mm-hmm. You work with a lot of them too. Give us when you're working with somebody and you're deciding, lending and so forth, give us some of the important points that you would be thinking of or transferring on, or even some things you've seen successful agents do that you consider really good as far as, keeping their clients and, delivering on their promises and so forth.
Well, I think the most powerful sort of move that good agents will use is they recognize to support each other in the relationship and in the transaction. The idea being, I have good agents that will never throw me under the bus when a consumer has an objection, has a concern, might just be feeling stressed, this sort of thing. And then that goes the other direction too. My agents know that I will never put them or throw them under the bus, so that we can work cooperatively together. The key, it's really easy to kind of tear someone down or say, "Oh, I'm so disappointed that they did that with you," and go negative with it. It's important, and it will help the consumer and you if you stay positive with it. The other big aspect I think that comes up a lot in our business is, the transaction can be stressful, and when something goes wrong, to not melt down and rage at your partners is a talent, is a skill. To be able to absorb the stress and have a good conversation about it and work constructively through your issues, because there will be bumps in the road when we're dealing with each unique transaction with a consumer. That's really important. You want to have sort of a trusting relationship to where that lender can speak to you clearly and honestly and quickly when they do come into a bump, and you get good information so you can action on it. It's a mistake for those agents that load themselves up and get upset, because that just makes it that much less likely that you're going to get information quickly. And you're going to get honest information, get the whole story right out of the gate. That's powerful in your business and in mine.
It's so true. Those are awesome too, because it's so true. Oh, by the way, before I say that, John, I have to say that while we're on the call, Liz Lucas just texted me, "John rocks." So you have a raving, testimonial from Liz Lucas from the Sahara office. Thanks, Liz.
Right, I like when we take care of agents' family and it goes well, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's a great point, because and it goes back to what I was saying earlier. When they talk to a good lender like yourself, it's almost like going to confession. They tell them everything, okay? Mm-hmm. So my girl when I was selling, her name was Lorraine, and Lorraine would call me right after. "Okay, Rick, here's the deal. Be careful. They stopped by this new construction. They also talked to Sally over at this." You know what I'm saying? So I know the full
and you get those
story.
Insights, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's critical. That communication and that relationship is critical. And it's all about helping your clients. See, the problem I find with a lot of agents, especially the newer ones, is they're afraid to be brutally honest with, buyers okay? And until they've been through a couple horror stories or they've wasted their time, and here's what I hear a lot. This business is tough. And when you're not doing this business right, meaning, you know, you start showing people stuff and you start doing your job without getting them qualified, it is tough because you're not doing it the right way. People, it's amazing how they respond when you're professionally, not brutally, but professionally honest with them. Okay, well, we want to do this, we want to do that. Okay, great. Here's how we have to start. Okay, so I think that relationship is critical, and I believe with being right up front with people right from the start. Okay, John, we got a couple minutes left here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on one of the really good points, which is when you know, working with one of us at Axia, every time we qualify your client, you're getting a follow-up call from us where we're laying out, here's how this works, here's what the consumer wants, here's what the consumer has asked me for, here's their max qualification. You get this depth of information because, you know, it's funny how often, you know, I start at one place where we pre-approve, let's say, and we set a boundary on that. And then how often, as they go through the shopping process, you reach that boundary, right? And they end up, you know, getting the best possible house, which usually ends up being the highest possible house in their price range. And without that data, without that information, you're restricting your own business potential. You're restricting their potential for getting the property that they might actually love the most. And you just can't get that from you know, the online lenders and things like that. It's a resource that you can feel a level of pride in bringing to the table for your consumer.
Right. And such a, you know, and that's such a great point, John, because just like in Mark's, you know, Mark's presentation he did at the awards, you know, the automated, you know, the what's that called now? The artificial intelligence, the AI.
Mm-hmm.
It's never as accurate as personal contact. I mean, it's amazing how far off it is too. And it's the reason why you'll always have a job in real estate and you'll always have a job in lending. You'll always have a job in title, because these are things that a lot of it can be, you know, done by the computer and so forth, but the personal touch part can't be. Okay. And that's why I stress to them all the time, John.
If you choose to do that in your business, you can sit back and just be that one that can be replaced by automated systems and artificial intelligence, or you can choose to be different. And that's what I choose to do. And you know, I think that our agents should choose to be different than just a Zillow online search. If all you're doing is providing, you know, access to the MLS, that's not the value that consumers are going to pay you for.
Right. Also, John, you got another one over here from Amanda. Amanda says, you are the man. Amanda Francis.
Thanks, Amanda.
There you go. All right. Any final, we got a minute and a half. Any final words you want to leave them with, John?
I just want to say thank you to everybody that does give us a try. I think we've got a really good group of people here at the company, you know, just to put a pitch out there for Axia in general. I am proud to work with every one of the people that are on the account. They're all focused on doing the good thing for your consumer. None of them are just trying to sell somebody to be able to sell them and get a paycheck. And none of these people will embarrass me, and that's not always the case. But we've been selective with the group of people we have, and I'm really proud to be associated with them. So yeah, please do give any of us a try. We'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to help your clients.
You know, and every one of the offices has a representative too. And I would agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. That goes back to what we said earlier about how this whole gelling process has really come together with you guys, as Axia with Berkshire Hathaway. So it's worked out great. And it continues to. All right.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank you, John Ingram. If you guys want to get it,
John,
give me your information one more time at the end, your email and your phone number at least.
Phone number 702-324-1683. Email John, J-O-H-N, Ingram, at axiahomeloans.com.
All right, my man. You're the best.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate
it. Thank you, John. All right, we'll do this again in a week, guys. Keep it rocking. Talk soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.